Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It is 4:44, and we're going to bring in Lackawanna County Commissioner Chris Chermak. Hopefully he can, the news is pretty much what it is, right, Commissioner?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, we'll see what happens tomorrow if Brenda gets sworn in, like it sounds like she will be, and then we'll go from there. This is just crazy.
It really is. And basically what's happening now is what the Home Rule Charter always said, which is what Chairman of the Commissioners, Bill Gaughan, and his solicitor said we couldn't do.
Right. And this is what, even I said this at the very first election board meeting, I said what we're doing is improper, goes against our Home Rule Charter, our county code, and it's improper. We can't do it this way. We have a two-party system, so it messes that whole thing up.
It does, and now since they're having this special election, or at least for now they're having this special election that's not only open for just the Democrat Party, they could potentially lose the majority altogether based on what Bill Gaughan and his solicitor direction they went in.
Yeah, I agree. And again, I'll go back to that very first meeting. I said, look at it. If you're going to pass this, which it looks like you are, then I will do everything I can to help the Republican candidate get elected. And we have a great one, Chet Murley. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better candidate and a better co-commissioner for me.
Yeah, and in the meantime, I mean, this goes back to March, correct? Do I have the time? I mean, he resigned in February.
Yep.
And since March, this is what we said on this very show should happen. And then he said, no, a special election is illegal. And then when the Democrat committee picked someone that he didn't approve of, he tried to pick his own person. And now he's trying to rewrite history on what he supported in the past.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, it's all on video. Everybody can watch what he's done. But, you know, the whole thing is he doesn't want to lose control, and he just might. We'll see how I get along with whoever this person ends up being permanently. It could be Brenda. I've had a good working relationship with her in the past. So we'll see how this goes. It looks like it's going to happen, and I'll find out tomorrow morning.
And it looks like that the Democrat committee, I mean, at least from reports I'm seeing, that they're initiating a lawsuit to stop the special election altogether.
Yes, and that may happen as well. Why would I try to stop that? If I have an opportunity to get Chet elected, I'm going to do everything I can to help that happen.
Yeah.
Even though it doesn't follow our charter, but if that's the games they want to play, well, then you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. So, you know, again, we'll see what this happens tomorrow. We just need somebody in there that's, you know, wants to work together. By the video that I saw from the other day at the No Kings rally, it certainly looks like that candidate does not want to work with a Republican, which is me. So you know, that's not how things work. We need to work for everybody here in Lackawanna County, and I think Brenda can do that, and I know Chet can do that. Tom Welby is another good person, so, you know, I have some good people there to work with, but my choice is certainly going to be Chet.
Yeah, I've been not shy here. We kind of know here, at least on the Rob O'Donnell show and on Bob Cordero's show, that Capellini is just a Democrat in independent clothing at this point, because you know, he didn't get his way from the Democrat committee.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, and that's what it looks like. But after that video I saw the other day, I guess I lost all respect right then and there, screaming MAGA Republicans. And
yeah, we got to rid the area of MAGA Republicans.
Yeah. Well, guess what? I'm a Republican and I support Donald Trump. So does that make me what he's talking about? Apparently it does. So that's a shame.
So while I have you on, some other questions you may not have the answer to. I flagged the other day, and I know that they've said that there's been no legal fees for this challenge, these lawsuits that Bill Gaughan have brought in. The independent law firm said that they're not billing the county. I just find it hard to believe that they're working for free. But I did notice on the budget, when the 2026 proposed budget was laid out, that legal, that the solicitor's office is about $180,000 over budget in legal expenses. Mm-hmm. Have you looked into that at all? Does that have anything to do with these lawsuits?
I am looking in. Yes. And I saw that you did post that, and I am looking into that. And again, I've been working pretty closely with Dave Balzoni, our chief financial officer, on the budget. And I think we're in a good place, but there are some things that I need some answers on and know exactly, you know, why they're there, and that's certainly top of the list. But we're in a good spot as far as where we could be. Next year is something I want to work on even more and look for more savings and more things that if there's anything we can cut. So that's going to be a work in progress. But yes, I am looking into that.
And one of the other things that I think is going to become very important very quickly is the election board. It was originally, a judge was placed because there was a vacancy there. And Judge Nealon placed in there with you and Commissioner Gaughan. And then both you and Commissioner Gaughan were removed because of all the legal action, and three judges were placed in there. Well, now that none of you, Brenda Sacco, yourself, or Bill Gaughan, are running for any election, the Home Rule Charter is not on the election as a question. Is there any movement to get the three of you back sitting there, because there's no need for these judges anymore?
I agree with you. That's going to be a priority as well. If Brenda gets sworn in tomorrow, I'll get with her. And yes, I would certainly want the commissioners put back on the election board. There's a lot of things I want to take a look at. It's going to be a busy few days. That's for sure.
It is indeed. So she's scheduled to be sworn in tomorrow morning. When is the next scheduled Board of Commissioners meeting for Lackawanna County?
So our meetings are the first and third Wednesday of every month. So it'll be November, what's that, the third, I think?
Thursday or Tuesday?
Wednesday. It's the first Wednesday of November. I don't have a calendar.
So that'll be the
5th.
That'll be the 5th.
The 5th. You're correct.
The day after the election.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what it would be. Yes. November. That's right. November 5th. These months are flying by. I can't believe October is coming to the end, too. But yes.
They are indeed. They are indeed. And it's Lackawanna County's been in the news a lot, but not for good things with this back and forth.
It's a circus. We gotta stop this. We gotta get down to business. We have good people that work for the county. You know, it's embarrassing to me what's been going on. It's been a tough 6 years, let's put it that way for me.
Yeah.
But we'll get through it.
Well, the proposed budget is out. People can look at it. They can find it on the Lackawanna County website. It's there for all to see. I posted a link on my social media. You keep asking the questions and finding the answers that the people of Lackawanna County deserve, Commissioner.
You got it. Thank you.
I appreciate you calling in. It's you know, there's a lot of unanswered questions, but at least there are questions now. And not it's interesting, everything that Bill Gaughan pointed around him and made accusations for. It was really just him. He's the one trying to hold on to power. He's the one making backroom deals. He's the one that is lying to the taxpayers of Lackawanna County. You know, why is the solicitor's legal budget $180,000 over budget? Got to ask those questions. And we need answers, so hopefully we get them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.